domestic consumer, us, I think has to pay the same prices.
Oh, okay.
Colin, one question now. With so many years being you've been doing this fishing, have you noticed some different kind of a fish coming in, or some which you've seen as no more seen now for so many years? New species?
Not new species. I would like some new species. people moan about global warming, but what that does is raise the sea temperature, which brings in different types of fish. Okay. I would like to see different types of fish in our harbour, but then the cost is global warming. Our fish populations are pretty much the same. We haven't got new species arriving, no. Yeah. If the water got really warm, we would see more tropical fish come down as far as New Zealand.
Yeah. Does New Zealand have any introduced species?
In freshwater they do, because trout, brown and rainbow trout, are an introduced species.
Oh, so they we've never had indigenous species here of trout?
No. Brown trout and rainbow trout. In fact, the 10th of October, only 3 days, 4 days ago, was the 150th anniversary of trout being released in New Zealand.
Okay.
So they are an introduced species.
It's like how you have deer and pig that were released in the in the wild.
And ferrets and stoats were introduced. Yeah. It was an absolute disaster. Absolutely. Someone brought gorse in from Scotland thinking to be a nice fence. You know, so yes, there has been some introduced species.
Yeah, there should be
still cleaning up gorse.
Yes,
still cleaning up those yellow flowers.
That's right.
Yeah, many many visitors think that's a nice design, but then you tell that that's
just a pest.
So, Colin, is there any specific place that you could recommend in Auckland, which is the best and kind of a recommended spot
to catch snapper?
Have a good catch.
Yeah, okay.
But as he said, you know, you can't catch all types of fish at one place. You have to go to different places.
You go different places. But the beauty of Auckland is, with the Waitemata Harbour, there's heaps of islands, Motuhi, Motutapu, Rangitoto, Waiheke.
Yeah.
You can always get out of the wind and get some shelter. Wind's blowing from the south, go around the northern side of Waiheke. Right, you can get shelter. And it's all really close. From Half Moon Bay to Waiheke Island takes 15 minutes in a boat. It's really close.
Okay.
So it's cheap, and there's a huge amount of water, and there's fish. You just got to find them, because they won't necessarily be where they were last Saturday.
You know, my friend has just sent a text saying that, you know, he doesn't like this boat ride.
Mm-hmm.
It makes him feel a bit dizzy and
seasick.
Seasick. So he's saying, is there a spot where I can go with my bucket and bait and cap and just sit down there?
Yes, there is. If you want to catch squid, for instance, all you have to do is go to Tamaki Drive along the waterfront.
Oh, okay.
At night time, under the street lights, squid will come in and catch. You don't even get your feet wet.
Any other places?
Anywhere around the rocky shores.
Oh, okay.
And off any wharf.
Okay.
Yeah. So anywhere there's a coast with rocks, throw a line out. You don't have to get your feet wet.
Oh, okay.
Cheapest chips.
As you said, Colin, the best way to communicate with the fish is drop a line.
That's so.
Fish line.
Colin, do you take people around fishing?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And how do we get in touch with you or whatever?
I've got a program on this very radio station, and people get hold of me through Rod and Reel, the tackle store in Newmarket.
Okay.
I sometimes work in there.
How many people do you take at a time?
On my boat, just generally another two people, three at the most.
Yeah.
Colin, could you share something about your program, which is called Fly Fishing, which you broadcast every Friday at 6 o'clock in the evening?
That's correct. Every Friday night at 6 p.m, a radio show called Hooked on Fly Fishing. Been running for about 10 years, and the format of the show is we do a weather update, and then I talk to people in different parts of New Zealand, like where are the fish, what are they eating, what colour do they want, what's the weather like in your region, and if I was going fishing tomorrow, where would I go? So I talk to local people who've got knowledge about their particular areas. Because it's all very well to sit in Auckland, but I don't know what the weather's doing at the top of the South Island. So we ring someone, talk to local people.
Okay.
And when you go fishing in Rotorua, go to a local store and say, where are the fish? You go down the harbour, talk to someone down the harbour. Where did you go yesterday?
Oh, okay.
What did you use? Just ask questions all the time.
So on that note, Colin, I'll have to say we're running out of time. It was a very educative session. I think we'll have more of you maybe based on the feedback that we get. Thank you, Jocelyn. Thank you, Ferdy. Thank you, Godfrey, for joining us and quizzing Colin on this. You need to drop a proper line next time so you can get Colin hooked on. So on that note, we sign off with Boksuya means forgive. We are in the season of what I would say Marian season, or the month of Mary, where we pray to Mother Our Mary, and she calls us to be forgiving as such. So let's sing a song and
thank you,
let's
Richard.
Play the song. Thanks a lot, Colin.
Thank you, it's been
thank
a pleasure.
You. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you.
Sogle pati, o itr konna. Turui dusriya chutugi, kaltau chindi na tana. Char paya sogoro, sukda sogor sana. Tur munis sukliar taka, kitiak bokshina.